Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. Rybeach Pharmacy has been family-owned since 1946. They are a PCAB accredited compounding pharmacy, growing from a corner drugstore to a wellness centre that helps patients to achieve their optimal health, covering Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania and Rhode Island. Visit ryerx.com and they hope for the opportunity to earn your trust. Today I'm joined by pharmacist and naturopathic doctor Rosella Peruli-Menta. Thank you for joining us today, Rosella.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you said that you'd got an extraordinary story to tell us your journey. Would you like to explain that to us?
Well, I went to St. John's University in Queens, and that's where I got my degree in pharmacy. And when I started working at a pharmacy in the Bronx of New York, I wasn't very happy with just filling prescriptions and, you know, and checking them. And I felt that that was not for me. I felt that if I was going to have a profession and be successful, I wanted to show my children a different way to have a great life and also to be a part of a profession that helps people feel amazingly well. So that was my goal. And so I only worked in that type of, you know, scenery, I guess, for like a few years. And then I decided to look into other avenues. I went into homeopathy, where I did get a certificate in homeopathy. And I also looked into supplemental products because I really enjoy the supplements and teaching people how to take the correct supplements, especially if they are on certain medications that require supplements because of the problems that supplements can cause as a side effect. And so, and the first thing I did learn was when patients were taking statins that they needed CoQ10. We had a lot of patients that would complain of muscle weakness, fatigue. And so, you know, I said, you know what? I need to help patients with drug issues and side effects. And that was the first step. And then patients would come into the store, and I had a lot of patients that would complain about hot flashes. And so I said, you know, let me look into that avenue. And so I started to dwell on how I could start a career in compounding. And in that store, I really couldn't do it as well, but I did get my training through PCCA, and they're a FDA-approved facility where I got most of my training from in compounding and also in the avenue of bioidentical hormones. And then from there, Rybeach Pharmacy took me on because they had a full compounding lab at the time. And so, and they actually redid the store, you know, for like a few years afterwards to be more in compliant because we're now credited by the board of PCAB. And we also are 797 compliant and 700 compliant, soon to be 800 compliant by the end of the year. But in the interim, I had to move to Florida, where I worked part-time for Rybeach Pharmacy, and then I worked for a pharmacy in Florida, so I had my license there as well. And I was commuting back and forth. I would come here and market to doctors because when I did graduate, I received my bachelor's in pharmacy. But I also, not knowingly, I minored in marketing. So I was, you know, I guess then I knew I was going to market, which is great because I enjoy networking. That's like the passion for me to get doctors together, doctors and pharmacies together. It's just, to me, it's my passion to help people get to know each other. And like, there's always room for other avenues there too. So that's my enjoyment there. And right now I do have my own office where I see patients and I do phone consults as well. And I also review blood work with patients, and I'm really close to so many of the doctors. So that's where I you know, learned more about LDN because I went to a PCCA conference and learned about LDN and how important it was for patients in different disease states. Mm-hmm. So
you're super mom. You have five children. Wow.
Yes.
How does all that fit in with a career?
Well, it's amazing because my kids understand that we're a team. That's it. We're a team. We work together, and we all love each other so much. And my kids are like, they are so amazing with each other. They all help each other out. So the oldest is 22. That's my daughter. My son's 20. My other daughter's 18. And I have a 15-year-old and a 10-year-old. So, you know, we are constantly, you know, trying to figure things out and make it work. And I think that makes them stronger, you know, and closer to the family.
Mm-hmm. Wow, wonderful. And when did you first really get involved with LDN? Was it at that PCCA meeting? Had you heard of LDN before then?
Well, I heard about it before then because we had a specific doctor that was that's a Lyme specialist that was working with LDN. So I asked her why was she prescribing LDN, and she said because she had a lot of patients that were immunocompromised and fatigued, and the LDN is really helpful because it increases the immune response. So I said, oh, that's really interesting. I'd like to learn more about it. So I did some research on it, and I spoke with other doctors that were writing for it and why they were writing for it. And I had one particular patient that had Crohn's disease, and I asked him, you know, if he would want to try it, and he's been on it ever since. So it has to be at least like 6 years that he's been on LDN, and he's doing really well and will not stop it, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So I also took an autoimmune class on LDN, and, you know, not only is it great for pain, I actually had another patient that came to see me. She had a severe car accident. She had a lot of neurological issues going on and was on many other pain medications. And so I helped wean her off of those pain medications and put her on LDN. And her starting dose was at 1.5. We went up to 4.5. And then I said to her, you know what, let's try 5 milligrams and see if that works for you. And that's when she started getting a side effect. She felt very strange, she said, in the mind, a little weird. So we went back down to 4.5, and she's been on 4.5 since, you know, I would say about 2 years now. And she's very happy with it. And every once in a while, she has to take like a Lyrica or something else. It depends on the stressful situation in her life. But, I mean, she's off most of her other pain meds because LDN is really working well for her. Then I have a few other patients that I'm looking into the fertility aspect of it, because I do work with a lot of fertility doctors, and a lot of them don't know about LDN. So I did more research on it, and I see how effective it would be. So right now I'm working with an endocrinologist who's going to start his patients on LDN and see how they do. So a lot of people are fascinated by it, you know, and they want to try it. You know, they want to help patients this way. So I'm happy about that too.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a paper released last week by Dr. Scott Sashin. He's a rheumatologist in Texas, for Sjogren's syndrome. So that was quite good. And the more papers and research that people do, it's going to make prescribers more confident in prescribing LDN. So mm-hmm. In the pharmacy, in Rye Beach Pharmacy, how long...
Oh, I forgot to mention also, I'm sorry not to interrupt you, but I do have an ALS patient that is using it. And this is amazing because he wasn't able to move his fingers, and he wasn't speaking. And now, it took a little bit of time. Now he can move his fingers. He can speak a little bit. And at one point, he didn't have the LDN because his doctor didn't authorize it because I think he was away, and he wasn't speaking. So his sister said, we need it. You know, this is the only thing that I've noticed that he needs right now. And so I called the doctor, and I said, please, you know, just put, like, PRN refills, because this man is doing well with it. So I just wanted to add that too.
Oh, that's really interesting. Yes, thank you. So what I was going to say was, how long has the pharmacy been compounding LDN?
Let's see. They've been in business for over 50 years, compounding about 20. I would say around maybe 15 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. And what forms do you compound LDN in?
We compound capsules right now for the most part, and some creams. Mm-hmm. I haven't done any sublingual yet, but I think it's worth a try for some patients. But that's what I've been doing right now.
Mm. I mean, sublingual is quite a useful tool when people have gut issues. That obviously absorbs differently and bypasses the stomach. So that is a help in some patients. But maybe all your patients can tolerate the capsules quite well. What filler do you use?
We use Avacil or Acidophilus. Mm-hmm. You know, most patients don't have any issues with that.
Yes. Okay. Do you know roughly what patient population you normally treat? Or is it all autoimmune conditions and pain, etc.?
It's hard to say because I'm not in the lab that much. There are a few days that I do work in the lab when they need me. Basically working in my own office, and I work with a lot of bioidentical patients. So my thought is to go to really work with thyroid issues and help patients with Hashimoto's, because from what I've read and what I've seen with other patients, LDN really helps to decrease the antibodies in Hashimoto's patients. So that'll also help them with mm-hmm. their thyroid. So that's going to be my push. Mm-hmm. As well as other autoimmune diseases. And I was looking into other inflammatory diseases like endometriosis, PCOS, because mm-hmm. I feel that LDN may have, you know, a good positive result with those patients as well.
It certainly does. And I can speak from experience myself. For endometriosis, worked amazingly. Really, really did.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good to hear. That's very good to hear.
I would also like to mention, when you treat thyroid patients with LDN, you have to be very careful of their levels of the dose if they're taking thyroid medication, because normally they have to start reducing the dose as you increase the LDN.
Yes.
That is something to look out for. And this is why we always say to people who have thyroid conditions to keep in constant contact with the prescriber, because you can hit some problems, you know, if you are taking too much of your thyroid medication.
So I agree with you on
just
that.
Just a little warning there. Yes.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, because I do work with a lot of patients, and I have one endocrinologist that we monitor thyroid, and we compound different strengths of thyroid, T3, T4, depending on their blood levels. And so we do look at that TSH really carefully, and free T3, and we also look at free T4, but mainly I look at the TSH and free T3. That to me is very important, because I could see a difference in patients, because, you know, if their level changes just a bit, they can start having hair loss or mm-hmm. weight gain and, you know, fatigue. And so, you know, that's why I feel like I do tell my patients it's so important that we monitor them, get blood levels done every few weeks to see where they are.
Mm-hmm. Now, the internet is an amazing tool. It helps people do their own research. But the warning is you can't take notice as gospel truth from just a person on the internet who's not a doctor, not a prescriber, but who is giving advice. We always say, you know, if you want the real advice, the true proper advice, is to speak to a pharmacist or a prescriber. I mean, you people have had years of training and experience where, you know, it's all well and good listening to other people, but when you are talking about your health, you know, you should be talking to a medical professional.
Correct. I agree with you on that.
Yes. I mean, that's quite scary. We had an email from a lady who'd been given some advice, because it was like a friend of a friend was a friend of a doctor kind of thing.
Right.
And the advice was totally wrong. And also, while I'm on my high horse, you should not buy LDN off the internet. It's illegal. You know, naltrexone is a prescription-only drug, and therefore you need a prescription to make sure all the safety standards are met. I mean, you said that you were PCAB accredited. So,
yes.
I mean, just explain to people what you have to go through to prove that your pharmacy and your compounding is spot on to the regulators?
Well, yeah, the regulations are intense and immense. And so it took us, you know, at least about 2 years, and we're still perfecting it, 2 years to at least, you know, pass all the inspection qualifications, because if we're ever audited, yes. So PCAB is a credentialing organization where it's intense, and, you know, it takes some time for us to make sure we follow every different legality as to having our compounding lab as perfected as possible. And so, you know, every aspect of it is really important, and we have SOPs and we have meetings every week to make sure that we're following our SOPs and you know, keeping the temperature in the lab correct, the airflow correct. You know, we have to make sure that they're wearing their masks, their hats, and you have to make sure they're wearing their jackets and, you know, gloves, and everything has to be precise and followed to the T, because if we ever get inspected, you know, they could definitely fine us for anything that they feel that is necessary. And, you know, we're trying our best to make sure we keep up with it. And it's very, very intense. It really is. And that's why we always offer, like, our doctors to come visit the lab, our patients. We have them look through the window, because they can't come into the lab, of course, and see, you know, how we're, you know, following protocol, per se.
Mm-hmm. And what is your thoughts on people purchasing LDN off the internet?
You know, I'll tell you, I just found out that they're selling Biased, which is a prescription item, on the internet, and I'm appalled. I don't know how they're doing it. Yeah, I feel the same way as you, because, you know, being that we're a credential lab and we work really hard to keep up with all the laws and the regulations, I don't know where, you know, this lab is that's making the LDN. I have no idea. I would not recommend it at all. Not recommend it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, the MHRA, which is the medicines regulatory body here in the UK, quoted something like 85% of drugs that are shipped into the UK without a prescription are counterfeit. Mostly they're just fillers, they're harmless, but some of them are actually lethal, they're very dangerous. So that is so important, you know, don't play Russian roulette with your life. Get LDN from a reputable compounding pharmacy.
Yes, I agree with you. And yeah, we work hard to keep it, you know, as clean and pure and stable. And it's really important to deal with the pharmacy that is credentialed. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel, because you never know what you're getting out there. And, you know,
exactly.
It's compounding pharmacies. We work hard and we have, you know, we respect it, mm-hmm. the field.
And not only that, you have your LDN tested, so you have to prove in a 4.5 capsule that there is 4.5 of naltrexone.
Yes, we do.
So if there were no checks, it could be 1 milligram, 6 milligram, or it could just all be filler. Who knows?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, you're right. Exactly. Yes, we do send it out for testing. We send out batches every day of different types of compounds, and then we get our results back that it's within the right correct range, and we're happy and we dispense it. Mm-hmm. So it's important that we do that.
Exactly. I mean, and it's not cheap, is it? I mean,
no, it can cost up to $200 or more, depending on what you're testing.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. So pain, are you using any ultra low dose naltrexone yet? It's quite relatively new still. I don't know if that's something that your doctors yet know about.
No, I don't think so. I really haven't heard of that either. So how low is the dose then? Because I'd like to speak to my doctors about that.
Well, it's micro dosing. So it's 0.001 kind of thing. But it's really interesting, because people who on high doses of pain medication have been for years. I mean, it's awful how it's not just America, it's all around the world, how people are becoming addicts, they're addicted to these pain medications. And I know that the whole idea is to try and get patients off the pain medications, but the withdrawals can be quite horrendous. So by using this ultra low dose naltrexone in micro dosing, you can use that alongside of the opioids. They don't have to be off the opioids, but such a small dose makes the opioids far more effective. So it makes them work better, and therefore the patient is able to reduce the amount that they're taking. So if you look at it like a sliding scale, you slowly increase the ultra low dose, and we're still talking microdosing here, and then they can gradually reduce their opioids until they're on the LDN. And most pain specialists say that they can get their patients off the opioids completely, and some say that they just take it when they need to, they're not taking it constantly. So I think that is something that's really interesting and something new, well, new to many people. But how wonderful to get these people off pain medications, because I've spoken to many people who've been on morphine, fentanyl patches, etc., etc., and cocktails of medication, not just one or two, you know, a cocktail.
Yes, I agree.
Them. And they say that they're still in pain. You know, it doesn't work. So if we can get LDN out there and use to help these people to come off all these pain medications, I mean, how wonderful is that? Because tell us, what do high doses of painkillers long term do to the body?
Well, I mean, they can cause a whole host of things. I mean, bone loss, blood pressure issues, you know, it depends. I mean, I'm looking at patients that even not only the opioids, but even if they take an NSAID, what it can cause, you know, in the long run. So I just believe that most of these medications, some patients, you know, become suicidal too. Depression is another problem, weight gain. It's so many different things that opioids cause. And, you know, I think that if we can help patients come off of them and give them more supplementation and also LDN in combination, I think that'd be great. I mean, even curcumin I've helped patients with, you know, reduce their NSAIDs and put them on curcumin or some form of it. Boswellia, you know, there's so many amazing products out there that patients don't know about. They're just scared to come off of their opioids because of the dependency.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely. So how do patients get hold of you for a consultation?
Well, on the website, there is an introduction of what I do. I have a video there as well. And there's also an evaluation form they can download. Also on the website, there is an appointment maker there called Shore, so they can make an appointment with me. And it makes it really convenient for them. So most doctors that know what I do, they actually tell their patients to call me or go on the website or email, because I have my business cards and doctors have that for them. And that's how they get in touch with me. They either call here. I have an assistant. Her name is Tiffany. And she helps me with setting up appointments. And she's also a technician that helps to fill our scripts. So that works out and really helps me.
And do you have a waiting list, or can you see patients quite quickly?
You know what? It depends on the month, you know, because I do marketing, you know, one day a month, sometimes 2 days a month. I'm sorry, 2 days a week. So it depends. So that's why it's really convenient for them to make their own schedule. So it could range from, like, you know, a week waiting, maybe 2 weeks at most, you know, then I try to fit them in. So for instance, if they can't see me within the special time frame that I have, which is usually between like 8 a.m. and 6, then sometimes I see them on the weekend. If I can, I'll set up that schedule for patients. So I try to make it convenient, try to fit people in as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm. And where are you situated?
Where am I situated? In Rye, New York, in Westchester County.
Okay. And is it wheelchair friendly? for patients to get in?
Well, it is. We are a hybrid store, so downstairs is mainly where we have the retail establishment. We have home health care and our vitamin line, where we have a pharmacist that's full-time working that area. And we also have the upstairs where my lab is and where also is my office and other offices as well. So if a patient needs to see me and can't walk up the stairs, there is another office downstairs that I could see them in. So that works out for those patients.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful. And could you just tell us your website?
It's www.ryrx.com.
Wonderful. Well, we're nearly at the end of the show.
Oh, great. I just wanted to clear something up,
yes.
Though. The naturopathic, I'm not a physician, I'm a naturopath. So it's a little bit different where I cannot prescribe. So I just wanted to clear that, mm-hmm. if you don't mind.
No, that's absolutely fine. So
thank you.
Just explain what a naturopath does, since you can't.
Well, I took some courses in it, and I basically learned more about supplementation. It's a little bit different. I wanted to go into becoming a naturopathic physician, but I didn't have the time. I was basically between the kids and working full time, I didn't go into that avenue. But it's been mainly is like learning about supplementation, helping patients with that, as well as a little bit of nutrition. Mm-hmm. So I would like to go into clinical nutrition as well, but we'll see if I can cross that path, you know, when I get a chance to. Once all the kids are in college, I guess, I don't know, I'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. So do you test for supplementation to find out what people are low in?
Well, we'll do some blood work for sure. New York is really tough when it comes to other types of testing, so we can only do blood tests, and that's how we test, you know. And we do saliva testing for the hormones, and that's what we're limited to, a lot of different types of testing. Mm-hmm. Unless a patient lives in Connecticut or New Jersey, then we can test them.
Wow.
With the different kits that we have.
So what about vitamins, though? Can you test for vitamin levels or not in New York?
Yeah, it could be tested for sure. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Because we work with a lot of doctors that they do a lot of IV therapy, mm-hmm. and they test all sorts of vitamins. It depends on the lab that does it,
yeah.
You know, and then we go from there. So, but they do. There's many labs that do testing for vitamins.
Do you find that people in New York are deficient in vitamin D? Do you get enough sunshine there?
I would say that everyone is deficient in vitamin D. It just seems so crazy, like everyone in America must be. But yeah, especially here, I would say most of my patients do have a vitamin D deficiency. And then once we rectify that, then they feel better and we get them to a certain level. And they could stay on the supplementation for a good long time. Usually I don't recommend that they come off of it, but if their levels do go higher than, I guess, 50, then with the doctors okay, we'll just bring down the dose a little bit, because I try to work as close as possible with the doctors, mm-hmm. even on the vitamin side of it.
Yeah.
They need to get educated too, so, you know.
So how would a patient feel if their vitamin D levels were low?
Some patients tell me that they feel achy. Some patients tell me that they feel tired or depressed. Some patients don't have any symptoms at all. So it just depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I had my levels were low, I would feel a little down when it was a rainy day. I wouldn't feel myself. But now that my levels are normal, like, it doesn't bother me. Like, the weather never bothers me as it used to. Mm-hmm. So it's really strange how I used to feel.
Oh, it's really interesting, isn't it? So,
yeah.
Anybody out there who would like to come and see you, to go online, they can find out more about you, play the video and make an appointment to come and see you. And the bonus is they can actually have a look at your compounding lab, looking through the window, of course. But that's also interesting to some people, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely. They love it, especially because we have a clean room as well. And it's separate from the rest of the lab, and that's where we make all the injections of HCG and B12. And so, you know, they find that very interesting.
Well, thank you very much for being our guest today. We've learned a lot from you.
Thank you very much for having me, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Rybeach Pharmacy has been family-owned since 1946. They are a PCAB accredited compounding pharmacy, growing from a corner drugstore to a wellness centre that helps patients to achieve their optimal health, covering Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania and Rhode Island. Visit ryerx.com and they hope for the opportunity to earn your trust. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.